And we'll wrap up our post-qualifying media availabilities with our Coors Light Pole Award winner, driver of the number 11 Toyota, Denny Hamlin. Denny, that was an exciting final lap there. At what point did you know this was going to be the one that put you on top?
Really, when I got off turn two, I knew I was probably in the green by a lot. But I just carried a little too much speed into three and was a little higher than what I anticipated, and I just kind of committed to it and was hoping at that point I was just going to bounce off the wall and finish where I was going to finish. But it was good. It held on, and obviously it's good to get a pole here on the last race.
Excellent. We'll open it up to questions now for Denny. If you'll raise your hand, we'll get a microphone to you. We'll go right up front here to Zach first.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. Denny, is there some satisfaction in playing the spoiler role, and would you want to do it again in a couple of days and feel like you could?
Yeah, I mean, it's half satisfaction, half of it's disappointment, because you only run this good for so long. I mean, and I feel like we timed out the playoffs really, really well. We performed great over the last three or four races. You know, better than probably any stretch of my career that we've performed for that consecutive amount of weeks, qualifying second, first, the last three. I mean, all that's just been really good, but we don't have our chance. You know, we're not part of the final four. So I think, you know, there's a little bit of satisfaction, you know, proving that you should be here with a chance. But, you know, it's also, you know, a little disheartening that you're not.
We're going to go to the far right over here to Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, SB Nation. Denny, some time to reflect on last week at all. Has your opinion changed on the events between you and Chase at all, or you still have the same beliefs of what happened?
Yeah, I think it's all the same. Nothing's really changed from my standpoint. It was, you know, an unfortunate circumstance. I made a mistake in Martinsville, and, you know, he didn't make a mistake at Phoenix.
We're going to stay over here to the right, towards the rear, to Mark, and then we'll go to Mike.
Mark Arrow, PRN. Denny, you talked about how this was satisfying but frustrating as well. How do you move forward? I mean, is it a balance? You're frustrated, you're disappointed by last week, but you also still got a lot.
I've been here before, you know what I mean? I've been doing this for 12 years, and it's always, you know, close, never there, you know? So, you know, anytime we've had a chance, you know, the 2014 was last time we were here in the Final Four. We were leading with nine to go, and some back markers crashed, and that took us out. Some other guys pitted. We didn't. But, you know, I feel like when we have to really perform well, we really, really do. And you know, sometimes circumstances take you out of the playoffs. I've had roof hatches fly open. I've had running out of gas, everything you can imagine, you know, bad luck wise. And sometimes, you know, like this year, it was not bad luck. It was, you know, driver mistake and things like that. So, I mean, it's, we all share in it, but, you know, I'm comfortable in feeling that, you know, eventually we're going to have our time. Eventually we'll win our championship. And when we do, it will probably mean that much more.
As you're adding all that stuff up, this, that, and everything happening, do you feel a little extra snake bit, perhaps, than other guys?
I mean, you always, it's like poor me, right? So many other guys could say the same things about, you know, things that they, chances they've had slip through their hands. You know, Carl Edwards, I mean, last year was unbelievable. Chain of events, he goes from, you know, probably leading the race, going to win and walk away to crashed in a few laps, so... there's just so many times where things like that happen. And anytime you have a one race take all for the entire season, you're going to have some luck to win this championship. I don't believe that the fastest car this weekend is just going to go out there, dominate, lead all the laps, and it's going to be a snoozer. I think that somebody is going to, especially with the less tire allotment that NASCAR gave us this week, with the alternating strategies, with the stages, I don't think the fastest car wins this week. I think somebody sneaks out with something that is going to make people shake their heads.
We'll go to Mike and then to Christian.
Mike Embry, USA Today. obviously you have a good car. Obviously you want to win this race. If you're up front with five to go on a restart and two or three of the four guys are up there with you, do you race them any differently because of not only what's on the line for them, but for you too?
You know, I'd have to think about it. I mean, you really, I mean, and you won't have a whole lot of time to think about it, but I don't know what I'll do, honestly. I mean, I'll definitely try to do everything I can to win the race. But as far as like moving one of those guys or something to win the race when, you know, the championship's on the line for them, that's not going to happen. But I'm certainly going to try everything I can to win the race outright and then hope my teammate finishes second, you know. But if we don't win, obviously we're pulling for them.
We'll finish up here on the far left with Christian.
Christian Coley on pitroad.com. You spoke about the tire allotment this weekend. Was there any feeling that you're going to kind of have to save your tires in qualifying because you start on that set?
Yeah, I mean, we got bit first lap on the racetrack today. There's something that stuck in my right rear. We blew the right rear out in, on the first lap on the track, so we had to sit in the garage for like 45 minutes to try to just wait on for our tires to catch up with time. So it's tough that, you know, as much money is being spent that, you know, we got to wait on tires and things like that. But I mean, it's part of it. I think that sometimes you look at the Xfinity races, they're pretty exciting because there's not an abundance of tires. So the teams are able to do some different strategies and whatnot. So that's why I think that between the stages and the tire allotment, the winner of this race or the winner of the championship is going to have to go through some serious adversity and traffic at some point.
Denny, congratulations on the pole award and good luck Sunday.
Thanks.